Hello and welcome to the second episode of Secret Freezer, the never-ending question and answer session. My name is Trevor Holtner, I'm your host, and this is our second week, as I have said, and I'm really excited about that. I have this sort of grandiose vision for this show where eventually our discussions will get so big that our shows will start being, you know, longer and longer, and we'll actually be able to hold discussions, and I think it'll be really neat. This week, though, we are going to get into our second question of the show, and it isn't about journalism. It's not about writing. It's actually about sobriety versus recreational drug use, recreational psychoactive substance use. And this question kind of stems from a discussion I've seen on social media and just in general between two groups of people, straight edge kids and people who do drugs regularly or who have experimented with drugs and who believe that they offer some kind of transformative therapeutic or medicinal value. So my question is for the entire audience, is whether or not it is better to be sober or better to be or have experimented with substances such as pot, LSD, mushrooms, etc. The second part of the question is, if you believe that it is better to be sober, why? And do you believe that there is some ethical or underlying basis for that? On the flip side, if you believe that using some form of psychoactive substance is better, again, why? And also, you know, whether you believe that there is some underlying, you know, understanding of the human condition from doing certain psychoactive substances, or, you know, why do you necessarily believe that it is better for human flourishing, so to speak? And those answers will be read out on next week's show. I guess from my perspective, it's kind of interesting because I've never actually done drugs or drank, smoked, or done anything of the sort. I kind of come from this tradition of straight edge. It's a little bit more mild, I think, than other forms, but ultimately, it's a personal decision to not do those things, to not drink, to not smoke, to not do drugs. I've known kids who have taken it to the logical extreme where they don't have sex, they don't drink caffeine, they barely, you know, a lot of them are vegan, which is, I mean, that's cool. But it's like different people will take it to different levels. And it kind of enforces its own hierarchy. And that's always been interesting to me. But, you know, I've always had friends with who have done drugs, who have been stoners, so to speak. And, you know, I'm always interested in their perspective. And I think the reason why is because, you know, and part of this is also why I wanted to become a sociologist, is just understanding why people do the things they do. But, you know, I've always wanted to understand why people who do drugs are so attracted to them in the first place. Why are they predisposed to do those things? And so that's sort of the perspective that I'm coming from. You can answer my question on our Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr pages, and I will answer your questions on next week's show. So to follow us on Facebook, you can get to us at facebook.com/smashwallsradio. That was the URL for one of our older shows, and that's sort of where everything is located now. You can also tweet us at Illicit Popsicle. And if you want to ask a long-form question, you can always submit it to us via our Tumblr page. That is illicit-popsicle.tumblr.com/ask. And so basically, all of that stuff will be in the description. I want to mention for this week as well as for last week that the music for this show is being done by a guy named Eric Skiff. He posted this album of music on his website. It's all Creative Commons attribution. We are using his music off of Resistor Anthems, which is an amazing album. You should actually go check that out. I believe his website is ericskiff.com. If it isn't, I will put it in the description. I'll put it in the description anyway. But basically, you can find all that information there. And it's amazing that he was able to put his music up on the internet sort of for free and for any sort of use as long as his name is attributed to it. So yeah, that is the music that we are using for our intro and outro. I just want to thank everybody who is sort of supporting this show and supporting my other shows. You guys rock, and I will see you guys next week.